Are You Wearing a Helmet? Is brought to you by Excelsior Games and Comics in Greenville, Michigan. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher.
Welcome back, listeners, to another wonderful episode of Are You Wearing a Helmet? Where this time we've loaded our dice, so we stop rolling once. My name is Keith Allen. I'll be the DM for today, and I'm joined by my players.
Ken, playing Ardith, the Elven Ranger.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm playing Weehoo. I'm a halfling rogue. Yeah, it's been a while. Yes, halfling rogue. Call me Murder Machine.
And I'm Rockin' Rob, here to play Egilbert Harrison.
That's the most energy I've heard you come through with in a while.
Keep it up.
Super caffeine.
Eric Wisniewski playing Gunther Stanmeyer and Human Fighter.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Rick Dubridge playing Vander Knox, and my dice aren't loaded, but I am.
Yeah, it's like, what, noon?
Is it noon?
I'm behind.
I should have been drinking for 6 hours already.
What year is it?
All right, where we last left our intrepid adventurers, they were chasing the remnants of the wolf's paw around a corner. I believe, Weehoo, you were in hot pursuit.
Sure. I hot pursued him.
Woo, go get him.
I
All right, as you round the corner, you are greeted with a wall of city watchmen who are rounding up and manacling a bunch of men and women in rustic clothing.
Aha.
You recognize one of them as Sergeant Thaddeus Plothammer.
I pull Indiana Jones. Come to a screeching halt and turn around and run away.
Sure.
Covered in blood.
Whoa! It's ketchup! And a run.
After you shoot him with your .38.
Back,
like a bottle and a half of ketchup.
All right, one of the guards takes notice of you and... Descendant, wait, hold, please.
No, gotta go! No, I'm heading right. Back to the boys here.
You run back down the alleyway to where the box has been slid across and the rest of them are crawling out of the den.
Hey, guys, it looks like everybody's getting rounded up by the city guard. So somebody else talk. I got to go find the river and wash it.
That would probably
tie a rope to yourself
best.
And jump in.
So, yeah, he didn't get away. He's with the City Watch, and Plothammer is up there. So whoever was a big fan of the Plothammer, go talk to him.
Well, I do have this powdered wig in my back pocket I could lend to you if you need to clean up.
No, I'm good. So I'll assist the guys getting out of here, and then we can all go over there as a group. That's me.
All right.
Team-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
since like when?
Look
all
at you.
For one. Since I'm almost dead. And everybody's crying about, oh, set enough traps. So, all right. I know my place.
All right. So as you're coming up out of the hole with the ladder in it, you notice that more city guards are kind of coming in from both directions of the alleyway. Plothammer is in the very front. And it's like, ah! Oh, looks like we've got all of them. Were there any more down in the den?
I mean, not living.
Doubtful, yeah.
There may be a cleanup on aisle 3, but...
But mostly it's his blood.
Points over at me.
I did leave a lot down there. I'm sorry.
I can vouch.
No, but if you're going down there, they've festooned it with traps. I would... Mm-hmm. Strongly caution. Well, caution. Mm-hmm.
Well, gentlemen, we have a situation. We've been called, both yourselves and I, to the Pink Castle.
What?
Huh?
Is that what they call it these days?
Wait a minute.
on my way.
I can't wait for my call to the Pink Castle. Oh my god. It's been so long. Any
great name for a cat house.
Any of you that grew up in the area know that the King's Castle is referred to as the White Castle because it's made out of white basalt. Mm-hmm. Whereas the
white bath salts?
Bath salts?
To rebuild it every time it rains?
That place is crazy, man.
Foam's over.
Look over, and the king is just eating somebody. What are you doing, sire?
I've got the greatest castle in the world.
All the cheek meats are the best.
Oh, topical humor. No.
Topical from like 13
years
ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was Florida, too, wasn't that? That was Florida.
Of course it's Florida.
Is the beginning of Florida Man, maybe? I don't know.
The beginning of? Nah, beginning of Florida Man was whenever they touched down in Florida.
Ponce de Leon looking for them.
Ah, yeah. And an entire landmass just all over with crocs and gators. Yep.
And that's the
place
to be.
Settle in.
That's why the Seminoles were the only tribe that was never conquered.
Come on back to the Everglades, boys.
Have fun. I wouldn't. All right. No, those of you who grew up in the area know that the King's Castle is referred to as the White Castle because of what it's made of. And the local Lord's Castle is built a little down the way, and it's referred to as the Pink Castle because it's made out of a coral granite.
Hmm. So not gumdrops, rainbows, and unicorn kisses?
No.
I prefer the White Castle sliders.
It's kind of collectively referred to, like, in jest as the Pink Castle.
He's got no respect. Awesome.
So, yeah. We've been asked by Lady Minerva to present ourselves to her.
Wow, man.
What? I'm sorry. I get Lady Minerva wants us to present ourselves to her pink castle.
Oh.
All right.
Well, then, I feel overdressed.
No. Go ahead and get it out now.
It'll never be done, so just keep pushing through.
Keep moving forward.
Okay.
It's not about getting it out. It's about getting it in.
Five, four, three.
Center.
All right.
Oh, it's an innuendo.
I mean, not you, her.
Okay. There it is.
Okay. So what does Minerva want?
Lady Park.
We're almost there. I tried. Keith, I tried.
You did. Thank you for the effort. The messenger didn't say, only that she wished to see all of us.
Okay.
I've taken the liberty of collecting your cart. If you will, a contingent of guards and myself will escort you.
I'm guessing we don't have a choice?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's always a choice.
Well, we could fling the half-dead halfling at him and run.
He did it!
I still got a few hit points. I can do it.
What are you going to do? Bleed on him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Profusely.
In the poisonous acid blood of halflings, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
All one pint of it.
Unfortunately, it takes more than one half. You have to squeeze more than one half to get enough poison blood to kill somebody.
Yeah, the blood is, besides, the blood isn't only there for show. Everybody knows that the halfling circulatory system is run off from bile.
And it's on the outside.
That's right. The liver is actually the most important organ in there.
Actually, I thought of something to add to your backstory, Chris. Is you've been tasked by the halfling clans to spread disinformation about halflings throughout the kingdoms.
Because we're small and frail, so we definitely want to.
So the more crap that you can put out into the world about halflings, the better.
What level do I have to be to become a red cap?
Oh,
that's my plan.
Right in the nads.
Iron boots.
I hate those guys.
As long as it's not Tooth Fairies, Eric will still play.
Might be too.
So is Plothammer leading the way?
He is.
Let's go.
Four or five guards break off from the rest of them And they escort you back to the wagon where they begin binding Weehoo's wounds.
Oh, good. I'll just say I was going to do a stealth check to like wipe myself off on somebody's robe.
The guard cleaning your wounds is like, most of this blood is, this isn't yours.
What do you mean? you looking at the genetics of it? I mean, blood's blood, homeboy.
Medieval forensic pathologist.
Yeah. Well, take it to the lab.
Look at the arterial spray. That's definitely not yours.
look at the spray pattern.
Well, they don't have halflings don't have enough blood pressure to really, you know, spray it out. It more just oozes.
All pool. We got to keep moving because all pools up at their feet.
That's why they don't wear shoes, right?
Swells up too much.
It's all coming together.
It's kind of like that terrible Pokemon entry where it's like the Spoink has to keep bouncing or its heart stops.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a hell of an existence.
They're respirating through the hairs on the top of their feet.
God. Oh, useless halfling facts.
Halflings are weird.
We're the best. Yeah, you love us.
So big, it's like a lung in each
literally
one.
Everywhere.
Right. We use hairs for maximum surface area.
All
right,
you load up into the wagon and begin heading out, and my computer shut down. Son of a...
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
It is.
I'm pretty sure that on the way there, we meet a genie. We all get special powers and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Get them snake boots. Right,
it's not what I actually have written down.
Snake boots for everybody. Yeah.
Stop reading old notes. You do not have snake boots.
So we were trying to figure out before this started where we were, and Eric is the chronicler, but I like to take notes too because I think I'm cool. And I was reading notes from a year and a half ago where we all had snake boots, and I got all excited until I recognized that they were a year and a half ago. So
from a completely different game, even.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So it turns out, no snake boots.
Yet.
Sadly.
Yet.
Which is Don't worry. I'll write it in at the end of my notes for this next session here. Nobody will remember.
That'll be your closing statement after every note. We have snake boots.
All right. The city watch lead you upriver beyond the silent warehouses and storefronts. Before long, you pass out of the dock district and turn west, heading uphill into the nobles' quarter. Here you can see a stark contrast between how the wealthy and poor live. The roadways itself change from packed dirt to cobblestone, and even in this late hour, watchmen patrol the streets in pair. The cramped buildings marking the poor district seem to fall away, making room for grand estates. In most, iron bars separate streets from expansive lawns and courtyards before terminating in grand facades of chiseled stonework, each more extravagant than the last. Your escort leads you ever uphill, a straight run to the very crest, where a veritable fortress of an estate dominates the top. Unlike the surrounding manses, this one seems carved from a coral-colored granite that glows in faint firelight from several braziers set along the low wall surrounding it. The bright color detracts somewhat from its military-esque architecture of the compound and makes it stand out even more from anything else surrounding it. As your group approaches, massive bronze gates in the wall open, and beyond, well-armed men usher forward in uniforms different from those of the city watch. They speak briefly with Thaddeus in hushed tones, and after a moment of tense argument, the guards approach your wagon. One of them in particular, a well-dressed man and with a manicured goatee, seems to be in charge. He reaches a hand out to you and greets you. Hello, my name is Danvis Hargrave, at your service, gentlemen. I will be escorting you the rest of the way to see the lady of the house. Sergeant Plothammer, of course, will be accompanying us further. However, the rest of the watchmen will have to wait here for your return.
Cool.
Don't touch me. I slap his hand.
Oh, I got
it. Out of here.
All right. Is he reaching out as if to shake a hand or reaching out as if to come this way, gentlemen?
Would you say 1,000 miles?
No, he seems to be holding his hand out expectantly as if to shake somebody's hand.
Not touching it. I will do this.
Way to jump on this grenade for everybody else.
Oh, I'll glad hand.
Get knuckles. I'm
becoming a mover and a shaker in this town.
I've got gauntlets. I have protection. Oh, direct skin-on-skin contact? No! No!
I'm the lady's cousin. I'm in charge of the guards here, the house guard. I will be escorting you the rest of the way, as I said. If you will, follow me. Your wagon can wait out here.
No, the wagon comes with us.
Is it our wagon? It is
your wagon.
Sir, it won't fit through the door. Fool!
Open the door wider!
It's like one of those Jeeps where you start disassembling the portage and across.
Yeah, I think we can get it through there if we 90 the thing and, just bring it in on its side.
Pivot.
No, turn it 30 degrees. Whatever. Look.
Somebody have a blanket we can just put underneath the thing so it doesn't scratch the basalt?
All right, so is Minerva waiting on us? Come on, Danvis. Let's go. It's Danvis Hargrave?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Danny. That's it.
Your job. Present us, presenter.
All right. He, without another word, he turns and walks towards the fortress where you enter through ironwood doors. The inside of the fortress itself is not exactly what you would expect. From the outside, it appears to be a very military-looking affair, whereas on the inside, the floors are all done in some form of blue stone inlaid with gold. It's a gigantic entry room, almost like a hall. And he ignores all of it, turns to his right, and takes you down a series of corridors, all floored in the same blue stone. The pink from the rest of the is all throughout, so it's pink walls.
And gold.
Almost like Pepto-Bismol pink.
Tasteless.
Is there a...
Mm-hmm. Pink walls, blue floor.
Unobtrusive corner where I can sit in the corner and start scraping the gold inlay out of the floor.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
He leads you into a solar where he instructs you to wait. The room itself is richly appointed with overstuffed sofas. There are several books written in, just with a quick perusal, various languages. Some that you recognize, some that you don't. A large fireplace burns with a fresh fire.
Okay, so if they're this opulent, we gotta at least generally know how they getting this money. What is
it's inherited.
Oppression.
There we go.
The Pink Castle was rebuilt after King Graham's crusade to free the Gola from the Dread Ferris.
Okay.
It's a very, very... Reasoned. It was a very old castle. Originally, it was a military stronghold along the river. And the Hargrave family has rebuilt it in just opulent splendor. They imported the stone as a sign of, hey, look, we're so rich, we can do this.
Check this out. Conspicuous consumption.
I'm going to crawl up on a couch and kind of curl up into a little ball and deal a nap. Been a long
day. Do you walk in three counterclockwise circles first and then lay down?
To make sure there are no snakes.
And then three clockwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't everybody?
In order to check my surroundings.
Yeah. Which hemisphere
make sure
is
I'm
in.
Safe.
Right.
It's playing Coriolis effect.
It's Coriolis
effect. Whichever way the toilet flushes. Yeah.
But it's only natural. You don't even... It's just something
I don't
you
have
know.
To think about.
Why do you always put it that way? What are you talking about?
All right. It's mere moments before a redheaded woman in just a rich night robe enters in. It's very heavy brocade fabric. And she, without even speaking to you, goes over to the the fireplace and begins rubbing her hands together and warming your hands.
Oh, you need to be warmed up, baby.
She
we're asleep.
Oh, damn it! I'm sorry.
Without turning to look at you, you know, I presume you know who I am.
No.
Hot.
Aren't you the presumptuous one?
The lady of the house?
That would be correct. This yeah. is my city that you find yourself in. Where the king runs the country, I take care of the city. And I find myself that I owe you a debt of gratitude. As okay. she speaks, she turns back to you, where you notice that she is a rather young to be in charge of much of anything.
Ambition.
She's maybe in her early 20s.
Okay.
A very, very attractive young redheaded woman. She motions to the couches. She's like, please, sit.
Don't sit on me.
No problem.
As you sit on top of the halfling. I think we about killed your son. The last All I heard was a gasp of air.
What was this evening? What time of day is this?
This is evening. Yes, yeah, so like the dead okay. of night.
So yeah. Okay, so I can't go find a warm spot of sunlight on the ground.
You can go looking. Yeah. You're going to be a minute.
Yeah, right.
Keep the halfling away from the tapestries before he shreds them.
He's sharpening his claws.
Does there appear to be a way that I might be able to scoot out of the room, or are we pretty,
The door is closed behind her. The windows are all high off the ground.
Beyond your reach?
Yeah. So they're like 3 feet?
3 feet. Yeah, right.
Give me a boost.
The entire room is lined with bookshelves.
Ah, perfect. Yeah. So I can be tall.
Half of them, Daniel Steele.
Half. You're being generous.
So she just came here to say that she's grateful, or do you have
no! I'm money? Sorry. We got sidetracked.
Money.
Oh, my lady, we were
hoping to get paid.
Well, yes, we are passing through on our way to Starvos. I can't
Starvos. Yes. I'm well aware of that. Before you go. I have another task for you, and of course I must compensate you for the work that you've already done for me.
Physically,
no yep. complaints.
She
here.
Goes over to a small table sitting next to the fireplace and opens up a little chest that was on top of that and pulls out a leather bag and just kind of throws it at you, Vander.
Snatch.
You seem to be the money man here.
Okay, depends. Do I have money in my hand? What are you giving me?
You do have money in your
How
hand.
Much?
As you open up the bag, you can see that there are at least 100 gold coins inside.
Wow.
150 would go further.
It would. You are correct.
What's the next plan then, Minerva?
Well, you've done a service to my city, and for that, I thank you. Now I'm afraid I must ask something of a more personal matter.
Oh.
The castle that you now reside in, my homestead, it sits upon ancient catacombs.
Ooh, catacombs.
I would request that you go and retrieve some things for me from inside of them.
You built a castle on an indigenous burial ground?
Yes. I didn't build the castle here. It was some 70 years ago. My great grandfather built the castle here. He thought it was hilarious.
Catholic Church.
Why can't you get it yourself or with your guard that's all over the place?
Well, see, if something were to happen to them, I would be put out. Whereas if something were to happen to you,
we'll be put out.
My mom would
understandable.
Disagree.
However, you have proven yourself very capable, and I'm sure that you're more than up to the task.
I am, if there's 100 gold coins involved.
The compensation will be a little different.
I knew it. It's going to be physical again. Yeah!
You may keep any artifacts that you find inside the crypt for yourself. However, there is one thing that I wish retrieved specifically for me.
Yes.
It's a small goblet of no consequence, really, carved out of onyx.
All right. Your compensation is whatever we earn on our own, and then we have to bring you something back?
Oh, in addition to coinage when you return.
100 gold apiece, right?
No.
200 apiece.
Something very similar to what you now hold in your hand.
What? Wait a minute. What he's holding his hand, or what I'm holding in my hand?
She turns and looks at Wii. I told you to let go of that tapestry.
She turns and looks at Wii. Oh my!
Hey,
somebody get the squirt bottle.
All right. Yeah, never mind.
We can't have nice things.
Hobbit's on the counter again.
I take it that you know that there's something down there. Any ideas as to what we'll be facing when we go to retrieve this goblet?
Oh, Restless Dead.
Former family.
We've had the entire mansion blessed several times by the priests, but it never seems to last very long. The dead seem to rise again.
As the dead do. I mean,
that's how they make their money, right? Yeah. I mean, if it lasts forever, they can't come back. It's a service.
It's really a racket for the creator of man. Mm-hmm. The Roshan temples are just,
it's a revolving door, baby.
These chapels don't pay for themselves.
Where's the entrance?
It's actually located in the larder. We've installed a series of several iron doors. It's really nothing that we worry about in the household, but we can't exactly go down in there easily to retrieve these items.
So the dead they've never tried to leave.
No.
So what is this list of items? Or are we just gonna you'll know when you see it?
Goblet.
Just it's goblet. An onyx goblet.
I'm sorry. Apparently, I wasn't paying attention.
There's not more than one, I assume.
That's what she wants. That's right.
No, there is only one goblet.
All right. So we will need to find some sort of accommodation for the night beforehand. I'm afraid.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't send you down in your current state. It looks like you've had a frightful evening.
As it turns out,
baby. You have no idea.
Have you,
exactly. What
in
he said.
Attempting to secure the basement here, you don't have any other traps or anything else that we might stumble our way into as we go down?
Only in the initial corridor, but we'll disengage those while you're down, of course.
Oh, okay. Well then.
So we can lead the army of the dead up.
I have a few questions concerning this item of no consequence. What exactly what exactly is the item of no consequence and why is it of no consequence if it's of consequence? Do you have it?
Oh, it's a family heirloom.
Oh, I see. And exactly how did it get down into the catacombs?
Well, my great, I don't know how many greats you throw on top of that. His grandfather, he was buried with it.
Oh, I see. And so then you have a clear, we spoke earlier about the catacombs not exactly being created by your grandfather. I'm concerned that... are these dead that are down there? They're not necessarily relatives, then, are they?
No. A few of them, I'm sure, were related in some way, shape, or form. But no, the catacombs were actually from the old religion before the creator of man.
Oh, I see. I see. So you won't mind if we inspect this goblet a little bit. It seems very interesting. We'll of course bring it back to you, but
by all means,
it wouldn't be involved in anything nefarious. Of course, is what I'm deeply concerned about.
I'm sorry. I just saw Rick put the hand wobble in there.
It's not involved in anything nefarious. So, of course, please, by all means, inspect the goblet. It is solely a family heirloom that I wish retrieved.
Excellent.
Grandpa called it the Goblet of Death.
Yes, Goblet.
Drink the blood of mine from my enemies.
How did it get there? If it's a family heirloom, you brought it with you.
Well, they poured out one for their homies and then forgot it on the tombstone.
Yeah. Grandpa got buried with it.
All right. Cool.
No, it's something that we haven't seen in the family for many, many generations.
But you know it
since
exists.
Since even before Dread Ferris came to our lands. Hmm.
Oh, so it's going to be way back there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to take a nap.
All right. Clean up.
For your information, yes, actually. The caverns, the catacombs themselves, the upper levels are obviously built by human hands. But as you go deeper, it's actually hewn from the stone.
Oh.
So humans can't hew?
No, it's not cut stone walls.
Oh.
I knew a human named Hugh.
Yeah. He was a dick. He hung out with these guys called the News.
3145, Bob. Oh, this is okay. That's right on the line. PG-14, maybe?
Well, then, it seems like we're in for a kip and then some light, benevolent Exploring. Grave yeah. robbing.
Oh, it's not going to be light. I'm stealing everything not bolted down.
Does that skeleton have
gold teeth?
Teeth?
Not anymore.
I will grind these corpses down to make paint.
Bone meal.
I say, is it bone meal a thing? Yeah. Maybe still be some marrow worthwhile in there.
Wasn't there like a mummy brown? Wasn't that a thing that the British did from Egypt?
Yes.
Ground down mummies and turned
sure,
it into...
Yeah.
That's messed
up. It's either a folktale or an actual thing that happened. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Well, either way, that's my plan.
Yeah, either it's true or it's not. I mean, it's one of those.
Either way,
I've heard the rumor before.
Well
I don't
said,
know
sir.
If it's true or not, is what I was getting at.
Oh, all right.
Either way, you know the
what?
Entire British History Museum.
We who has a heart attack.
Every night. What's the problem? That's how I reset for the new day.
A series of elaborate heart attacks.
All right.
Can't sleep otherwise.
Ready for the new day.
So we sleep. We go in. Let's go.
All right. Do you have any more questions for me? I will be busy in the morning, so I won't be able to receive you.
This is the end of the meeting, and you're seriously asking if someone has more questions? What's wrong with you?
Is there any gear? I mean, obviously, if it's going to be a lot of undead, is there anything that you may be able to provide? As a protection via those undead, but you know, maybe something to help out.
Yep.
I don't believe you have anything. We have anything on hand that's.
Then what good are you?
More potent than the priest that you're carrying with you.
Him?
He just looks at me. You're a priest.
I did not. I didn't know that. I thought you spoke well. All right.
Thank you.
You've been daddy issues.
Would have figured that they would have like a cauldron of boiling holy water up above the doors there.
I have to remember that. I apologize for everything I've done before to offend.
All right. You're forgiven.
Thanks, buddy.
Good times.
All right. Then, it's sleepy time and hit point time because I'm still not feeling real great.
All right. Well, if you have no more questions, she goes over to the door and pokes her head out, and a handful of maids run or kind of bustle into the room and collect you. They take you out into the hall and take you down a series of. Can I talk?
That's right.
I'm just envisioning. You got in trouble.
Sick of your crap.
You look more and more.
You
like...
would love my crap when I smear it in your face.
Can I get a cutoff button for Chris's mic?
Well, it'll be like Zoom meetings. Mute.
Oh.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, by all means. All right, they lead you down to a series of connected rooms, like an apartment, and they bid you good night.
I said good night, sir.
There's each one of you will have a connected room that kind of uses a central meeting area,
like a dorm
in the center. Yeah.
Yeah. Or a prison pod.
Gryffindor.
Okay, so once I feel that everyone is asleep, I'm gonna break into. I forgot your character's name already.
Oh, Minerva! Go steal from Minerva. That's a great idea.
And then I'm gonna find some valuables and take them from the room.
That is fantastic.
Okay, so you're breaking into Vander's room.
Yeah.
Oh, my room.
Yeah. So that when they notice things gone. They will blame Vander and not me.
The perfect crime.
I'm just saying, because he's already showed himself to be greedy.
Actually, as the maids leave each one of the rooms, you see one of them going around picking up.
So thusly, I follow the maid.
Backstab her. Take the silverware.
Dude, all right. I 100% honestly want to do this. Before that maid leaves, is she going to pick up her? I want to pick her pockets.
Okay.
That is awesome.
Roll it.
That is really cool.
It's a maid.
First, she just took all the valuables. Because then it's the maid's fault.
That's right.
Well, I swear, I took everything up.
I hope she gets guillotined.
That would be a 22.
Oh,
all right. Actually, when you go to swipe the items, you see that there is a key dangling from her belt.
Looks awesome.
Yoink. So you
all right?
You
random.
You now have a key.
Yeah,
to her house.
And since we're all in our own separate rooms,
to her house.
Oh yeah. Since we're all in our own separate rooms, none of these a holes know.
A holes.
I'm just saying, we're in our separate rooms.
You mean your fellow adventuring?
Really looking forward to Wii U taking the role of the old man from the nursing home. They're stealing from me. They're stealing.
Yeah, random key.
It does have the Hargrave family crest emblazoned on it.
I have a key to the pink castle.
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but is this the first time that we've ever pickpocketed? I don't
remember. No, I snapped up some stuff while we were waiting in line back at the iron whatever.
Okay.
But we haven't had a lot of opportunity. So
I like this.
I had to take it.
Okay.
What, that I let you guys play morally questionable characters?
There's no question.
Every adventure party that you've ever been in? All right.
That's
then.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you. Good night, ma'am.
All right.
No. Have a good evening, sir.
Oh, I will.
You hear the door lock behind you.
Ha ha! Key!
No. So she leaves the room, obviously gone for the night.
All right.
Yeah.
From out in the common room, you do hear one of them call out, "If any of you need anything, by all means, I will be right outside."
Watching
was that, you. Was that a maid? I have a thing about killing women, but I will if I have to. Was that one of the?
It was one of the maids. Yes,
I have a thing about killing women.
That's
I like it.
That's my thing.
It's much easier.
Man.
It's so much more fun.
During this entire encounter, you realize that Sergeant Plothammer is no longer with you.
Good.
Mm.
They ate him.
Where was the last
logical explanation?
That's what I would do.
Actually,
Where did we see him last?
The last time you remember seeing him was when you were led into the solar.
Did we see? Or we just remember seeing him, or did we see him with a group?
He was with you, and then it looked like Danvis kind of pulled him to the side.
Well, this is fishy.
Hmm.
This pink castle is fishy.
Fishy like last night's dinner.
I love playing on your guys' paranoia. It's great.
All right.
All right, well.
So you spend the evening.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Yep.
Enjoyable.
So hit points back up and long rest.
It's
do good. Your thing.
It's good. Need those hit points.
Yeah.
I'll do my best to clean the scabs off of the beds and everything. Cause boy,
he's picking his scabs.
Got a lot of scars.
Gross.
Yeah. Actually,
to the sheets.
Little known fact: blood doesn't coagulate.
Gross.
Oh, it stays liquidy and moist all the times.
Yeah,
awesome. Oh. Easier to drink.
Halflings are silicone-based life forms.
All right. So morning comes. As you come out of your individual rooms, you find a relatively rich breakfast has been laid out for you. There are fresh baked lemon muffins. There are cuts of meat, fruit, things that you wouldn't find the quote unquote poorer people eating.
Now you can only find this at Denny's.
Your grand slam.
Everything dripping in bacon grease.
Right. Shady stuff happening out in the parking lot. That's
right. I don't know. I've never...
You look out the window and one of the maids is dealing.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never actually been to a Denny's during the day.
They don't exist.
No, I've only... It's like...
Someone goes down, they just...
Kind of in that midnight to 2 a.m. kind of range.
Right.
When old people go there because it's so late for them, you know?
it's time to get up and get breakfast.
Yeah, there you go.
Time has lost all meaning to me.
And that's not funny. That's beginning to happen to me already.
I think we're all getting a dose of that, buddy.
Yeah, I wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, well, today's starting.
Guess I'm up.
Yeah.
Are we all over 40 now?
No.
No? Oh, I am.
God, no.
Pinching close, though.
I'm knocking on the door.
So does Danvis come get us, or?
As you sit down to have the breakfast, one of the maids actually enters into the room. Gentlemen, Danvis has asked me to collect you so that we could meet in the kitchen.
Oh, kitchen's a staging area now. All right.
Well, he could just come in here and tell us what he has to say, but by all means, interrupt our breakfast.
Oh, he's doing his morning rounds. He'll meet us there when you're ready, of course.
Need more hollandaise sauce.
Hollandaise.
Right away, sir. She actually bustles out of the room. In about 5 minutes, she returns.
With hollandaise sauce. Excellent.
So aside from the key, was the key the only thing I snapped up, or was it like, you know, silverware instead?
No, it was just the key.
Just the key, all right.
You're jangling down the halls with cutlery.
Good morrow. Good morrow. All right.
If you had to hazard a guess as to what the key is, it would be a servant's key. So it would open most of the doors that servants would have access to in the house.
That's fantastic. Perfect.
Yep.
That's the back way into everything.
We're going to come back and clean this place out.
That's the plan.
The heroes of our story, folks.
Wait, what's my alignment again? I got to look. Oh, I don't see one. I have no alignment. I'm good to go.
Oh, I forgot to write it down for you.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make it up as I go.
That's what I figured.
I don't know. With this level of opulence, I don't consider it to be an evil act.
All right. So, we'll wait. We got our breakfast, and then we'll wait for... Dan Voss or DeVos or whatever the heck his name is, and then
all right,
let's go plundering.
And you will deal with that next time on Are You Wearing a Helmet? I've got to interrupt you. Sorry, sorry.
Nice change of pace, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're reading that big fluff piece, you know, when you first started talking about, nobody interrupted, and it was great. Because we didn't have to, because you were like,
because
you were waiting for us to interrupt you. So, The best way to
I've been trained.
The best way to mess you up is to not try.
Dead silence.
I know how it goes, man.
All right, listeners. Thank you for joining us on Are You Wearing a Helmet? I've been the DM, Keith Allen, joined by players.
Ken.
Chris.
Rob.
Eric.
And Rick.
And always a huge shout out to our sound producer, Bob Hernandez.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
And our hosts here at Excelsior Games and Comics.
They've got TM ads. They're awesome. We got
TM ads. And they've got all sorts of stuff here.
We do have all sorts.
So where could they find the inventory for this place?
ExcelsiorGNC.com on the interweb.
All right.
And you guys have been hopping lately. Lots of stuff going on. It's been, a lot of activities. Busy. Fantastic. Yeah.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, pandemic's over and people are doing it.
Outstanding.
Over.
Yeah, really throw some air quotes around that real quick. And, you know, hedge your bets.
Hey, you got a game too.
I don't know. I got this board game so I can take it back to my pocket.
Pretty soon you'll be building your own pink castle.
Yeah. This has been Are You Wearing a Helmet? We'll catch you next time.
The pink castle starts.
We're done.
That's it. We're ending on the we're done. It should cut off right there.